experience, be able to learn Torah together in Avinu, to get short Divrei Torah every day, or even longer Divrei Torah. Shoshkoyach to Reb Shlomo, Hershey Hashem to give you Siyat Deshmaya, to continue to spread Torah to all Klai Yisrael. Today's topic, I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but Adar Anisa and Ayach Bekudei, we're going to be two parts to the Shir. The first part, we're going to talk about Adar to Nisan, the transition of Adar Nisan, the connection of really what Adar Nisan is all about. And number two, we're going to try to connect the Achdus ideas of Adar Nisan to Vayakom Bekudei. So here we go, part one. Part one, we're going to talk a little bit about Adar Nisan. But before we get to Adar Nisan, today's a very, very special day in the days of Adar. Do you know today's Chaf Av Adar? It's also known as the Noam HaMelech Yortzai. Derbe HaMelech. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Very, very important to be able to learn a little bit of Noam HaMelech today. So I saw from Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman quotes a great story that Noam HaMelech, every Erev Shabbos, he would give a tremendous drasha and shul in the Beis Midrash on Shuvah. And says Rav Biederman that the workers in the kitchen, even the people that were working in the kitchen, they were so aroused and so inspired by the tremendous siyat, tremendous passion of the Noam HaMelech, they would beg each other for forgiveness going into Shabbos. And Rav Shlomo Kabach used to say that the Noam HaMelech said Erev Shabbos by the Rebbe HaMelech, Erev Shabbos by the Rebbe HaMelech felt like Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Shabbos by the Rebbe HaMelech felt like Erev Yom Kippur. Because literally at the end of the day, you can't go into Shabbos not being on a good terms with each other. That's how he lived, and that's how he lived by all Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Ki Ishechai B'Lev Echad. Here we go. Starting the Adar Nisan part of the section and then transitioning to the Parsha as well. So we know the Gemara in Tainis and the Mishnah tells us, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Misimcha. When a person enters into the month of Adar, a person has to increase their Simcha. If you look at Rashi there, Rashi doesn't say just because of the miracles of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Misimcha, because of Yemei Nisim Hayu Lisrael Purim VePesach. Because of the miracles that happened on Purim and Pesach. That's why you should increase your Simcha in the month of Adar. It's not just about the miracles of Purim. It's also about the miracles of Pesach as well. And that's what the Chiddush HaRim says, a beautiful idea. The Chiddush HaRim, his Yahrzeit is tomorrow night. The first Ger Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. His Yahrzeit Chaf Gimel. Listen to what he said. He said the same way that Elul and Tishrei are connected, the same way that Elul, someone thinks Elul, you think of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So too, says the Chiddush HaRim, so too, a Jew has to realize that Adar and Nisan are together. But what's the tshuva of Adar and Nisan? The tshuva of Adar and Nisan is not the tshuva out of fear, tshuva meira. The tshuva of Adar and Nisan is tshuva me'ahava. We know the Gemara in Yuma tells us that what's on a higher level? What the higher level of tshuva out of fear or tshuva out of love? The tshuva out of love is higher, right? When your mother goes to tell you to clean your room, or you don't get to have your Netflix for an hour. Or do you want to clean your mother's room because you want to make her proud? Obviously, lab. Just to give a little mush, I'm used to teaching middle schoolers, so for them, like the Kodesh Kadashim is like Netflix for an hour, Taka. Now they probably have it for a few more minutes, Taka, because there's not so much homework they're getting. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize, Tshuva Me'ahav is on a higher level. There's an interconnection. There's something that connects very, very much the months of Adar and Nisan. Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Mashgiach of Torah Radas, who comes to Miami a lot, Baruch Hashem, during Shavuvim, during the months of January, and he explains in his Sefer Amunus Yitacha such a beautiful insight. He says, we know that staka on Purim and staka for Pesach is not called staka. They have special names, specific detailed names. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, we know at the end of the day, for staka for Purim is Matanos Avionim, and staka for Pesach is Moos Chitin. So the fact is, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, we see at the end of the day, the fact is that they take on a different name. They have a different name. That means it's not just regular tzedakah. That means at the end of the day, there's something special about that tzedakah. It's not called tzedakah for Matanos Avionim. It's called Matanos Avionim for Purim and Moos Chitin for Pesach. So at the end of the day, so far we've seen that Adar Nisan is not just a time that Adar's over and Nisan just comes after. No. The themes of Adar, the Simcha and the Ava and the love that we have amongst each other for Adar is supposed to trickle down into the month of Nisan as well. It's supposed to have a trickle down effect. And it's supposed to be able to be interconnected ideas. But before we go on to the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, there's such a beautiful story that I would love to share. The story goes that the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, was once learning Torah in his house, and he heard his grandson, Nachtzamach Tzedek, he was crying. And he thought at the end of the day, maybe his son, the Mittler Rebbe, would be able to go hear him. But at the end of the day, the baby kept on crying. And he goes over to his son, he goes over to the Mittler Rebbe, and he says, "Nu, what's pshat? You didn't hear your son? You didn't hear your son crying?" He said, "No, I was so engrossed in my learning, I didn't hear him." So the Alter Rebbe said something so special and so beautiful. And he told his son, "If you're learning and you can't hear your son crying, you're not really learning. If you're learning and you're so engrossed in your learning, but you're not caring about your kids and you can't hear him crying, then you're learning. You might be thinking that you're learning, but at the end of the day, it's not the ultimate level." And that's such a beautiful insight, because sometimes we're so focused on our Ben Adam Lamakom, we forget about the Ben Adam Lachavero. In order to get to the Ben Adam Lamakom, we have to work on our Ben Adam Lachavero. It's got to be something that's on the top of our list. That's why that Rizal says, before a person davens, and especially today where most of us are not davening with a minyan. I'll repeat the psaker of David Feinstein or of Shechter Shlita. They both said, not to daven. What is a person supposed to do before davening, says the Rizal? Before you come to daven, you're supposed to take upon yourself the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. If you go to the tombstone of the Arizal, Meretz Hashem, we shall be zochet to come to Eretz Yisrael soon, and we'll see the Arizal soon, Yerushalayim. But if you go to the Arizal's cavern, you see on his tombstone, what's said on his tombstone? It's this minhag that the Arizal said that a person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of ahavta l'recha kamocha before davening. Why? Because before you come to our Father, before we come to Hashem, our Father in heaven, Hashem wants to see if we're caring for His kids. Hashem wants to see if we're caring for our family, if we're caring for His family, if we're davening for the people in New Jersey, we're davening for the people in Westchester, we're davening for the people all in Klal Yisrael, in the entire world. I'll be very honest with you. Until this hit Klal Yisrael, I don't think I was thinking about the people in China. I don't think I was. I know that I wasn't. Until it hits home, for us to be able to realize that we have to be thinking and davening for the entire world. So at the end of the day, we see, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, that staka by Purim and staka by Pesach, it's not just staka. They have specific names. And because it's called Matanos Yavyonim and Mos Chitim, we see that at the end of the day, that's really part and parcel of what these months are about. They're months of Ahava, they're months of love. Listen to this siman of Shulchan Aruch. It's the first siman of Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach Tov Chav Tes. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, She'ein Noflon Al Pneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. The name of the siman, people get very excited by this. No tachanun. Ooh, the whole world's getting very excited. No tachanun. Very, very, they say a joke. I don't like the joke so much. They say a non-Jew will never know the hana when you don't have to say tachanun. But really, at the end of the day, tachanun is, I'll be honest, you get a little excited when the guy goes to Kaddish, okay? But with the Svarim said, the reason our Shmon Esrei gets answers is because of tachanun. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sholchem Behilchos Pesach, Cholim HaPesach, Sholchem Yom. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, and a person should learn the halachos of 30 days of Pesach before Pesach. And listen to what the Ramah adds in. Hagah, the Ramah adds, Uminog Liknos Chitim L'chalkon La'aniyem L'tzorach Pesach. At the end of the day, a person should be very careful to collect funds, collect money for the needs for Pesach. For all the people who can't afford, Pesach is very expensive. Maybe especially this year, where people might have paid a lot of money to go away. At the end of the day, maybe the prices are going to go up. Maybe the prices will go up. A person has to be very careful for Mos Chitim. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Ein Nofel Mal Paneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. And you shouldn't say Tachanun in the month of Nisan. So ask this great Rav from Muncie, his name is Shloshenzer, I heard from my Rav, Rav David Weinberger from Jamaica States. He said this a few years ago and it blew my mind. What is in the same siman of Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Cairo, he names the siman She'ein Nofel Mal Paneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. What does that have to do with Mos Chitim? Why is there a Mos, insight about Mos Chitim, about giving food for the poor, making sure to collect funds for the poor? What in God's name does that have to do with not saying Tachanun? It seems to be so abstract, there should be two different simanim. What is the idea? What's the lesson for us? And he said one of the most powerful lessons, one of the most powerful teachings that I've ever heard. He says, well, you know, what's the reason why we don't say Tachanun? What's the real reason? The reason why we don't say Tachanun in the whole month of Nisan is because the first 12 days of Nisan were the days of the Nisim of the Karbanos. Where the days of the Nisim brought the Karbanos. And because there's such a simcha, that day, right, Nachshon ben Aminadov, he went the first day, and for the first 2 days, there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael to say the simen in Parshas Naso, to say the karban every single day. The reason why is because that's why we don't say Tachanun. So that's the reason. Who were these Nisim? The Nisim, we know, were people who took the beating, and they took the pain from all the Egyptians. At the end of the day, they were the ones who didn't put the pressure on Klal Yisrael, who said no to the Paro and his Egyptians. He says, we're not going to put the pressure on Klal Yisrael. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards them in the Midbar. He says, you could care about other people besides yourself, and you took the physical pain and the physical torture for someone else, you're going to be chosen to be the Nesiim. Says of Shlashanzer, now we can understand why is it in the same Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Tachanun and Malas Chitim, not saying Tachanun and Malas Chitim are the same thing? Says of Shlashanzer, exactly. Because the reason why we don't say Tachanun is exactly the reason of Malas Chitim. The reason why we don't say Tachanun is to raise the flags of the Nesiim who were chosen to be Nesiim because they cared for someone else. Because at the end of the day, they weren't just worried about their own family during the virus going on in the middle of the Midbar, and then in the middle of Egypt. They care about everybody else. And so what it means to be a Jew is not just caring about your own family. You see the Avas Yisrael that's going on within the world, it's unbelievable that the shuls literally throughout the globe are writing to different people who are elderly, people here in Boca who can't get to the supermarket. There's a whole chesed community who's ready to help, who's ready to go above and beyond. Because when the Jewish people understand that we're one nation, no matter what, Klal Yisrael is one nation. And maybe, just maybe, that this whole thing, this whole Corona thing is happening in the months of Purim and Pesach, and Sfiras Omer, and maybe Lag BaOmer, and Shavuos, because there's one theme. And the whole theme of this month is one of Achdus, is working on a Ben Adam L'Chaveru, is working on a Midos, is working on Ahavas Yisrael. And finally, before we get to the Parsha, one of my favorite ideas, I think I heard from Rabbi Shalom Rasner, from Eretz Yisrael, from the Vilna Gaon. The Gras says a beautiful idea, and this is something that you could say the entire month of Nisan. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Sukkim Vav, and Zayin. Shivas Yomim Tocha Matzos, Vayom HaShvi Chag LaHashem. Says the Pasuk, 7 days you shall eat Matzos, and the seventh day shall be for Hashem. But if you look at the word Matzos, says the Gra, it's spelled Mem Tzadi Tuf. No Vav. No Vav when it comes to your eating, no Vav. The next Pasuk, Matzos Yeachel Eis Shivas Yomim, says the Pasuk, Matzos Yachel, Matzos, you should make sure that they're eaten. Here, Matzos is spelled with a Vav. Estavil Nagon. Why in the first Pasuk, in Yud Gimel Vav, it's spelled Chaser with no Vav, Matzos Mem Saritav, and then Zion, when it comes to making sure that others read, and others have Matzah, Matzos is spelled with a Vav. And the Vilna Gaon says so beautifully. He says, when it comes to matzos for yourself, it's chaser. You should worry about yourself. You make sure you have the shmur matzah, beautiful. But it's mem sadi tov, it's chaser. What's the most amazing thing? What's the most incredible thing? Matzos yeachel. You'll make sure that other people, yeachel, right, is a lashon hifil, is that you're causing other people to have a matzah. For that, the ultimate simcha, the ultimate matzah, the ultimate mitzvah of matzah, is to be able to make sure that other people have. That is when it's spelled Mem Sadi Vav Tuf. That's when it's spelled filled with Dafka with the Vav. And I think it's such a beautiful insight, says the Gra. Sometimes we're so careful about our own matzah, about when at the end of the day, when are we gonna eat, when is gonna be our mitzvah and our mitzvah and our obligation. But says the Vilna Gaon, you wanna know what the ultimate mitzvah of matzah is? The ultimate mitzvah of matzah is to make sure that others have what to eat for matzah. You make sure that others have what to eat when it comes Pesach. And that says the Gra so beautiful. In Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Vav, and Zayin. First in Vav, it's spelled Matzos without a Vav. Because when it comes to yourself, you do what you can. But Matzos with a Vav, for Zayin, for other people, you make sure you go above and beyond. And to be able just to end off this section, and before we get to the Parsha, but Avos Yisrael, just to end off with the story, I'm sure everyone here knows, but it bears repeating again. It was the first Pesach after World War II, and it was in the DP camps. The Skolener Rebbe and the Vizhitzer Rebbe. It's an amazing, incredible story. The Vizhitzer Rebbe sent his son in the DP camp a few days before Pesach. He heard that his friend, the Skolener Rebbe, had some matzah as Yom Tov was fast approaching. Yom Tov was fast approaching, and they were in these DP camps, and the Skolener Rebbe somehow got his hands on some matzah. The story goes that he told his son, go to the Vizhitzer Rebbe, but make sure do not come back to our home, to our tent, without two matzahs. And finally, the Vizhitzer Rebbe's son comes to the Skolener Rebbe and he says, listen, I know you're giving out one matzah for every family. My father said I should come home with two boxes. Come home with two boxes! And he said, I'm so sorry. Every family gets one. Your father's a big tzaddik. I understand. But here's one matzah. He said, please, my father told me not to come home, period, without two. He said, okay, your father's big tzaddik, but you just know that you're taking from someone else. You're taking from someone else. He respectfully, he said, listen, here's two batzes. Comes Erev Pesach that year, the first Pesach after the Holocaust, where how many of our grandparents and great-grandparents were in those DP camps? And the story goes, is that the Vizhitzer Rebbe sent his son back to the Skolener. And he sent him back, and he sent him back with a box of matzah. And he comes back to his house, and he says, Nu, what are you doing here? He said, my father wants to give you one of his boxes. He said, I don't understand. What? Well, I thought you said you needed two boxes. He said, my father knew that when it came to you giving out for matzahs, you would not keep a box for yourself. You have such avos Yisrael. My father said, you would not keep a box for yourself. My father had the foresight to see that you were going to keep a matzah for yourself. I'm now returning one box for yourself. And that's what happened. That's what happened. The visitor didn't have any box for herself. I always like to say a drasha. Who is better on that story? The visitor Rebbe who had the foresight to be able to, the Skolener, the visitor Rebbe who had the foresight to send his son to be able to make sure, or actually the Skolener who had the ability to say, no, you know what? My mitzvah matzah is to be able to make sure someone else has matzah. That's my mitzvah matzah. I think they're both amazing. We're not here to say who's better. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize that Adar and Nisan, they're both times of Ahava, of Achdus, of Avos Yisrael. Let's just review what we started off. Just the first ideas from just the Chazer of Adar and Nisan, then we'll move to the Parsha for the last 10 to 12 minutes in Mirtz Hashem. We started off the story from the Rebbe and Melech, that the Noam HaMelech, whose Yortzeit is today, very important to say Torahs and stories from the Rebbe and Melech today, and Schofav Adar, Shemil Tzioshe for us and all of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Melech gave such a drasha. He gave such a drasha when it came to Erev Shabbos that even the people, the workers in his home were doing tshuva and they were begging for mechila for each other. And the Rebbe Melech said that they said by the Rebbe Melech that Erev Shabbos is Erev Yom Kippur. There was such avos Yisrael there, and that's what the Gemara in Tanis says. And Mishnah says, "Mishenichnas Adar Marvim Simcha." When you go into the month of Adar, you have to increase your Simcha. And Rashi says, "Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael Purim the Pesach," because of the great miracles that happened with Purim the Pesach. At the end of the day, the Chiddush Rim says that Adar and Tishrei are what Elul and Nisan. Elul and Tishrei are what Adar and Nisan. Elul and Tishrei are the months of Tshuva Meira, but Adar and Nisan are the months of Tshuva out of love. Not only love for Hashem, but love for each other. And that was the ma'aseh we said from the Alter Rebbe when he heard his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, crying. And he told us the son, the middle Rebbe, who didn't hear his son crying. He said, I heard my grandson, you didn't hear your son. The point of learning Torah is to be able to make sure that when we open a Gemara, you become a kinder and more caring and more sensitive and better person. If our learning doesn't make us do that, then the learning is just staying in the moach and it's not coming to the lave. The whole point of learning is to make sure that we have our ears open and our ears caring for the entire family and for really for the entire Klal Yisrael and the entire world. And finally, that's what Moshe Wolfson said by Tztaka. Tztaka by Purim Pesach, and that's called Tztaka. As specific special names to show you Matanos Levyonim, Malschitim, Davka, to show you that the DNA really of the Yontif is really about caring about other people. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why is it that in the same siman he calls it She'ein Nofam Alpanim, that you don't say Tachanan, Malschitim is there? What does Malschitim have to do with not saying Tachanan? Says of Shashander, who are these Nisim? These Nisim were the people who cared for Klal Yisrael. They took the beating for Klal Yisrael. And because they care about other people, they were zochah to become Nisim when they left Egypt. And that's the whole instant, that's the whole pnimius of what Moshe Chitin is, caring for other people. And that's why Dafka, it's in the opening Simen to Hilchos Pesach. The opening Simen to Hilchos Pesach is that we shouldn't say Tachanun, and Moshe Chitin comes right after, because really they're part and parcel of the same thing, of caring for other people, of looking out of yourself, and literally understanding that's what it's all about. And that's why finally the Vilna Gaon says, the whole inning of matzos, shivas yametocha matzos, the first pasuk in Perek Yigim pasuk Vav, it's spelled chaser without a Vav. And then after in Zayin, it's spelled matzos yeachel with a Vav. Why first without a Vav and then with a Vav? Because when it comes to your own matzah, chaser, you do what you can. It comes to other people's matzah, it comes to other people having food for Pesach, you got to do whatever you can. Now finally, let's move on to the Parsha. And how do we see this in the Parsha as well? This whole panemius of what Achdus and Avos Yisrael is all about. Says the Chiddush Sharem, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow night, Ezer Shem Chaf Gimel Adar. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, vayomer aleihem, eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asos osam. Moshe Rabbeinu now assembles all Klal Yisrael to come together, and he wants to tell them about Shabbos, he wants to tell them about the Mishkan, this whole thing. But says the Chiddush Sharem, don't look past the first Pasuk. Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael vayomer aleihem. It wasn't just a gathering to tell them about Shabbos or about the Mishkan. No. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tell Klal Yisrael the inyan of Kehila, of being an Eda, of being a Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means. Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael vayomer aleihem. Right? It seems to be repetitive. As kol adas b'nei Yisrael, and then he told them about Shabbos. No, he wants to says the Chiddush Harim. He's teaching them, and other tzaddikim explain this as well. He was teaching them about the midah of achdus, of what it means of to be a kihila, what it means to be a nation, what it means to be a klal Yisrael. Listen to what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says a few pesukim later. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Lamed Dalet, Ulohoros Nason Beliba Hu Valiyav and Achisamach Mate Dun in Shlishi. Well, when it's double parsha, it's in Sheni, right? The pasuk says that Bezalel wanted to give over to his heart all his wisdom and to spread it to Klal Yisrael. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, three lines, but three lines that'll shake you to the core. Shake you to the core. Listen to what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. It's remarkable and it really goes into everything we talked about. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Ulohoros Nasan Belibo means that there are people in life, they want to be wise, they want to be Tamei Chachamim for themselves. They want to learn Torah for themselves. But then there are people in life who learn Torah in order to share with others. Ulahoros nasan belibo, shetia chachmasan belibo nevad shelo yadu lamda. That's not who Bezalel was. The Zeh Omar ulahoros nasan belibo hiskel chachmas halimur. At the end of the day, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you want to know what made him so great? What made Bezalel so great is that he wasn't thinking about himself. He wanted to share everything, all the details, and all the amazing things of the Mishkan. He wanted to share it with others. He wanted to share it with Klal Yisrael. He wasn't just worried about himself. He wanted to share it with the entire world. He wanted to share exactly everything about his Mishkan. He wasn't worried about himself. And that's what the Kushnitz or Magid says, the Avodas Yisrael, one of the Talmidim, I believe, of the Nomai Melch, or the contemporaries. And he says in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos says, that a Jew has to learn Torah and to teach Torah. And we know the Pasuk says, Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. We're put in this world in order to work. We're put in this world in order to work. Not just to chill and to have a Netflix account, a Hulu account, and just to chill. Says the Avodas Yisrael, listen to what he says. Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. La'amal stands for Lilmod Al Menas Lilamed. We learn Torah in order to teach others. Someone who just learns Torah in order to keep it to himself, that's not what a Jew is. A Jew is Lilmod Al Menas Lamed. Ki Olam La'amal. La'amal stands for Lilmod Al Menas Lamed. We're there in order to teach. We're there in order to inspire Klal Yisrael. Just to end off with two more ideas on the Parsha, and then we'll chazer it up. The Tefer Shema of Radomsk says, in Perek Lamites, Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe es kol ha'malacha, v'nei osu osu kasher tziva Hashem, kin osu v'ayvarach osu Moshe. After the entire Mishkan was done, he saw that all the work was done according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to do, and Hashem, excuse me, and Moshe blesses them. V'ayvarach osu Moshe. And Rashi says that on the spot, v'ayvarach osu Moshe, amr lahem, he said to them, yiratzon shetisha shechina b'ma'ase yedeichem. The Medrash says that what was Moshe really telling them? Like Baruch Hosea Moshe, giving them a kvittel, he's giving them the bruha, a bracha v'atzlacha. What was he telling them? He was telling them that you should find the Shechina in everything that you do. Baruch Hosea Moshe. And says the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, and he says, what does this mean? Shetisha Shechina in ma'aseh yedeichem, you should find that Shem in all that you do. He wasn't just talking about the Mishkan. He's saying you should find the Mishkan in everything that you do. Find the Mishkan when it comes to working at home. Find the Mishkan when it comes to taking care of your kids. Find the Mishkan when it comes to doing carpool. Find the Shechina when you're doing the most mundane physical things. This is a simin in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Aleph. Has the Jew serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly? When you constantly have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind on the details, says the Tver Shlomo. When you're involved at home, much more with your families and your friends now, make sure you have the Shechina in mind. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven and learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, wants us to now be able to have that Shechina taking care of our families and taking care and trying to do what we can. But says the Tefer Shlomo, don't think that the Shechina you can only find the Shechina at home or in the Beis Midrash or when you're davening. Find the Shechina even in the Ben Adam L'Chavero. Find the Kedusha in everything that you do. And finally, just end off with such a Meshech Chachma. I saw this Meshech Chachmah, it was so beautiful. So Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Mem, Pasuk Tezvav, Kasher Mashachta Esavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that at the end of the day, the same way that you anointed Aaron to be Kohen Gadol, you should anoint Aaron's sons to also be to be Kohanim. And says the Meshech Chachmah, what was the deeper idea over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to charge Moshe Rabbeinu that he should anoint the sons as he anointed his their father. Meshech Chachma says such a beautiful psychological insight, but it's so true. Says the Meshech Chachma, when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe had to anoint Aaron a Kohen, it's like anointing his older brother. He was a little just, but he was kind of his older brother. He was happy for him. But what happened when it comes to Aaron's kids? And Moshe's kids were going to take over. Moshe's kids were not going to be the ones to take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the same way that you didn't have jealousy for Aaron HaKohen, you should make sure not to have jealousy when you anoint Aaron's children as well. That your kids are not going to be leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end of the day, maybe Moshe would have jealousy. That's why the Pasuk says here, Kasher Mashachta Esavim, Lachein Omar, says the Meshech Chachma, the Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, Umashachta Osom, Osom Meirotzon Gomor, Kasher Mashachta Esavim. The same way that you charged and you anointed Aaron a Kohen to be Kohen Gadol, you're gonna anoint their children, his children, and you're not gonna anoint your own children. How many of us could say that we'll be on that level? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to understand the same way you didn't have jealousy over Aaron a Kohen, you have to do it with a full heart. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu now is telling Moshe that at the end of the day, you should feel for your nephews too. And even though your sons are not going to be the leaders, you should feel the sense of pride and feel the sense of achdus and feel the sense of love. Let's just review these ideas from the Parsha and then we'll wrap it up. So we started off with the Chiddush Harim by Yaakov. Moshe has called out B'nai Yisrael. Says the Chiddush Harim is Zortites tomorrow night. It wasn't just it's not just an introductory pasuk. It's a pasuk that tells us what it means to be a Jew. Yaakov Moshe called out B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, come together. That's before Shabbos, before the Beis Hamikdash, there's something called being together, a kihila, to have achdus, to be one. And that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says later on by Bezalel, Lamed Hei Lamed Dalet, Ulohoras Nosan Belibo. Bezalel didn't just want to keep the Torah for himself. He wanted to share it to others. And that's what the Kushan Tzur Magid says, Ki Adam La'omo Yulad, in his parish on Pirkei Avos. We have to be Limod Ulalamid. We don't just learn Torah in order for us to be inspired. We have to inspire Klal Yisrael as well, to inspire our families. La'omo stands for Limod Amanas Lalamid. We work, we learn in order to teach others. And that's what the Tefer Shomo, the Meshech Chachma, the last two ideas in the Parsha say. But by Tefer Shomo says, Vayar Moshe's called Malach, Vini also so, Kasher Tziva Hashem Kenos, Vayvarach Osa Moshe. What was the bracha that Moshe gave to them? Yirotzen Shetishcha Shechina B'mai Seidechem. You should feel Hashem in the Shechina in everything that you do. What does that mean? Says the Tefer Shomo of Radomsk. You should find Hashem in all the physical actions. Find Hashem in everything that you do. Find Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Find Hashem when you're at home now. Find Hashem in all the details of your life. And find Hashem specifically when it comes to the Ben Adam HaChaveiro, when we have our families and our friends, and we're davening for the world, we're davening for Chai, so find the Rabbanu Shalom, not only in the Beis Midrash, and not only when you're davening and learning, but in the details of your life. Ba'achdus, B'kedush, and finally, the last and final idea, Kashem HaShachtas, Avim, and Perek Mem, Pasuk Tezvav, the Meshech Chachma, such a beautiful insight. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was charging Moshe, and he said the same way you didn't have jealousy for Aaron, you were proud of Aaron, and you have to be proud for his sons too. And even though your children are not going to be the ones to take over Klal Yisrael, and it's going to be our own sons, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, it's on you, and you have the ability to be able to do this. You have the ability to be proud, and not to have jealousy for your nephews, and even though your kids aren't going to be the ones going to take over Klal Yisrael, and Aaron's kids world, do not have the jealousy. Have that lesson, that introspection, to be able to understand, to be able to care for Klal Yisrael, to be able to understand, to bless them and anoint them with no ill feelings towards them, the same positive feelings we had towards their father, towards them as well. We should be zochav as Hashem to take these Torahs about Adar and Nisan, to understand that Adar and Nisan is all about Achdus, all about Avos Yisrael, and that's really what Vayakum Pkudi is all about. And to finally, just to end off with the Zera Kodesh, Rabbi writes, Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, his father Shavar Fur Shlema Yaakov Ben Rachel, he says in one of his sermons from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, and he says, Sheibana, we say in our David, and we say it all the time, Yirtzal Milfanecha Hashem L'Kedal Gedal Seinu, Sheibana Beis HaMetash B'meherav Yameinu. You should return the Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days. Says the Rabbi Shlomo Rebbe, be Amenu with the bees. Doesn't just mean in. Sometimes it means in. When I was in YU, I didn't do so well in Hebrew 101. I had to take it over. I got a C my first time. Be Amenu with the bees doesn't just mean in. It also means with. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say Hashem, Sheibana Beis Hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. Hashem, should bless our Beis Hamikdash to be not only just in our days, but with our days, with our actions, with our Torah, with our caring for each other. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochah to have the Karm Pesach together in Yushalayim, your Kodesh. Bez Hashem, I'd like to thank Kol HaTorah Kula, kolhatorahkula.com. Thank you so much. Signing off now. Thank you very much. Hizkul Mitzvot. Everyone should stay healthy. And have a Shev Seat HaShemai, B'Shev HaSorah, Tovah, Bez Hashem. Shkoich.